We promised to keep the treaty. We promised four times to do so. We all said yes to the treaty, and he gave us good advice. He was General Sherman. We told him we would try to remember what he said. He said, "I want all you people to look at me." He stood up for us to see him. He said, if we would do right, we could look people in the face. Then he said, "My children, I will send you back to your homes." The nights and days were long before it came time for us to go to our homes. The day before we were to start, we went a little way toward home because we were so anxious to start. We came back, and the Americans gave us a little stock to start with, and we thanked them for that. We told the drivers to whip the mules, we were in such a hurry. When we saw the top of the mountain from Albuquerque, we wondered if it was our mountain, and we kept talking to the ground. We loved it so. And some of the old men and women cried with joy when they reached their homes. The agent told us here how large our reservation was to be. A small piece of land was surveyed off to us, but we think we ought to have had more. And we began to talk about more land, and we went to Washington to see about our land. Some backed out of going for fear of strange animals and from bad water, but I thought I might as well die there as here. I thought I could do something at Washington about the land. I had a short talk with the commissioner. We were to talk with him the next day, but the agent brought us back without giving us a chance to say what we wanted. I tell these things in order that you might know what troubles we have had and how little satisfaction we got. Therefore, we have told you that the reservation was not large enough.